Om Shanti. Building inner strength and resilience is probably the real purpose of spiritual practice and meditation. At the Brahma Kumaris, we learn very deep aspects of spiritual knowledge, how to draw spiritual power into the self through meditation, and how to develop virtues as well as spiritual powers. And this is what gives us the inner resilience. I think it is true to say that spiritual practice is undertaken in circumstances of adversity because life is a university, the best we have. And in this university, we are under continuous assessment, and circumstances are the examiners, and we are having this feeling that at each moment, the Supreme Teacher, God, the Supreme Being, is observing us and grading us on how we handle our exams. They can be taking place in the outside world of business, community, the big wide world of all of the activities, and it can also just as well be taking place in that tiny inner world of your own being, the inner world of your mind, your feelings, your heart, and in between there is your community, your family, whether it is your birth family or the family of spiritual practitioners that you live with, whether it is even the family of people that you work with over many years. Always there are karmic accounts. So spiritual practice teaches us about the laws of karma and that there are many karmic accounts ready to be settled. And so if we want to become free, freedom is an important spiritual virtue and achievement, in fact. So if we want to become free, we want to become light, then it means we need to go through all the different ways in which karmic accounts come up for settlement. I think it is true to say that everyone is feeling that the world is in the process of great change. People are speaking about the new normal. After the lockdown, people are hoping, will we be free from lockdown anytime soon? Some businesses are opening, but already everything is different. And people do not know what to expect when this is all over. And so this is a very ideal circumstance, really, to test our resilience and our capacity for adjustment, adaptability. Most people are feeling, well, we will have to simplify our lives. We will have to take maximum advantage of our inner power and not expect things to be as they were. We should not expect people to be as available to us as they used to be. And we should not expect circumstances to be as easy. When things are more difficult, sometimes a person can feel, I don't think that I am up for this. I don't think that I can manage this. But when you meditate, when you study, what happens is you're taking awareness, you're taking clarity, you're taking energy from the divine, and your perspective on change is different. We look at change as a great opportunity. We learn in our practice to flex with the unexpected. We learn to be in situations that maybe are not fair, maybe are not justified, maybe are not reasonable, but we learn to flex with it anyway. We learn to live with people of many different backgrounds, different cultures, different mentalities and attitudes, which some people would feel this is impossible. Under the eyes of God, anything is possible, provided that you are positive, that you feel that it's possible, you believe in yourself, you believe in your value and your right to be you, in the value of your contribution and the value of the contribution of those who are around you, those who you are serving with, those who you work with, those who you live with. And we create a life as a bouquet of flowers rather than a life as a jungle of thorns. When people are in conflict with each other, in unhealthy competition with each other, then circumstances reflect back to us with painful situations, and we are uncomfortable with ourselves and with each other. So building resilience takes time, and we have been given a lot of time. We have had the opportunity to pass through many different historical situations. We have grown up. We have acquired the wisdom of our own practice and the wisdom of seeing the great ones go before us and watch them, how they handle their situations, whether it's illness, whether it's opposition, whether it's any kind of difficulties from any source, with courage, with fortitude, with a certain amount of humor, because after all, this is called the game of life. When people think of games, they think of cricket and football, and these are competitive sports, no doubt. But the aim of playing the game partly is to win and also to enjoy and to enjoy the people. We have to learn to be a winner who shares the fruits of victory and a loser who can be a good loser, because you win some, you lose some. And all of this adds up to a certain flexibility, a lightness of spirit that allows us to feel that, yes, I am making progress. And as I progress, then all those around me also progress. And so we feel good. Thank you very much, and Om Shanti.